The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from deep within the smoky haze of the American blaze, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez and Chewbacca. In the back room, there's Dogwater Nick. Yeah, with his lighter. And it is hot as hell, and then it got smoky, and now it's not, but who cares, because in the studio, we've got Lucas Young, and he's going to be awesome, I promise.
What up?
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Woo!
Yeah!
All right.
What, Nick?
It's been a while since we've done this.
Yeah. This lazy summer we've had.
Hope we're not
here.
Too rusty.
No shit.
Rusty trombone.
Ugh. Yeah, we're rusty, all right.
Let's just jump right now. We don't need to.
Do it over again?
I miss Carlos.
Oh, I'm going to. Yeah. No, I didn't need to hear that.
Sexually.
I bet. How is everybody?
Doing good.
Good, man.
Yeah. Chewy, good to have you back again.
Yeah.
You've been working?
No, not really.
Nice. Have you been going to doings?
Nope, haven't been going to any doings. I've been.
You're wearing a clamper shirt, which is why I asked.
Nope. I've just been spending a lot of time at home.
Nice. Well, hey, no, that's good for you, man. Good for you.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I'm out of town so much, it's nice to spend time with my little cute ass daughter.
Totally. How old is she now?
She's 21 months old.
Very cool.
Coming up on a time where I don't have to say the months anymore, I can just say she's two. That would be nice.
You could even say she's a year and a half old at this point.
Yeah, but she's more than that.
Has she taken the fuck to the bitch lately?
No, but she still can't say fork.
Oh, right.
Oh, right.
She still can't say bit, beach. use your fork, Allie. Fuck. Fuck. You probably ought to get her in here and have her record a little before she gets too old to say.
Oh,
fuck.
Dude.
I would love that.
We'll talk to her mom about that.
No, we got fun truck. We can always.
No, she can't say fun truck. She'd say fuck.
Yeah, we just tell her to say fork.
That's the whole point.
Say fork. What's this? Fuck.
Look, Allie, we're at the beach. Bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch.
And this is the fork you use at the beach. We call it a beach fork, Allie.
We call it a forking beach.
Bitch fuck.
Fucking bitch.
Soon we'll get to do that.
Yeah. That'll be great.
Yeah, she's next.
I can't wait till my daughter gets
Riku started when she was three.
Three, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so soon. Very soon. Maybe this Christmas we could get her in for a little bit. And maybe even just some cute things. A lot of Riku's early stuff is just adorable, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
We played Riku screaming.
Yeah.
That was really early. That was like 6 months, less than 6 months old.
Yeah, that was the lungs of the powerhouse. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's old beef.
That's 3-year-old Riku. Yeah.
Put it in your ear.
And what do we do? And what should Uncle Ricky do with the crack pipe, honey?
Put down the crack pipe. No, I don't want him.
That's older Riku. Can you hear the maturity in the voice? Yeah.
Lies make baby Jesus cry.
More complicated ideas coming up. Yeah.
She's probably due for a new set of sound bites and
Christmas.
Christmas.
Traditionally we bring her in for the Christmas show.
And I've already begun my Christmas wish list of what I want Riku to say.
Oh,
God. Uh-huh. So the list only has one thing on it so far.
She's gonna say ninja, and then she's gonna say bigger. And Rick's going to put it together and make it
not
awful.
Do that. Isn't that funny? I won't do that.
Oh,
there's a line somewhere.
That's fucked up, Rick.
My faggot. Faggot, please.
New listeners, that's a callback to a previous episode. And also, Rick said that Rory, and we are all allowed to say that.
Yeah. Well, I give us permission, too. That's my word, too. I own that. We can all say it.
I can say it if I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, everybody on the show has the official permission on my behalf to say faggot.
On behalf of all the games.
You got to watch it if you're going to say something like spick and span.
Hey, 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 hey.
That's not
and
okay.
And span.
Oh, God.
Jeez, I'm talking about cleaning products, you people.
And now we need
Clorox.
One of
Clorox.
And now we need one of these.
Namastizzle.
Yeah, Namastizzle.
Who said that?
It's the new one.
Oh, is it Jill?
From Jill last time, remember?
Namastizzle.
Namastizzle.
Hey, speaking of Jill Marlene and the Namastizzle, Namastizzle to everybody who showed up to the Wildflower Wildstock event.
Oh, that go good?
It, 3 days. From my perspective, it probably didn't do as well as we would have liked it to, but a lot of people showed up every day of the whole weekend, and it was a success for sure.
Excellent.
Brought a lot of people together. I have a whole list of new bands to try to get on the show.
Cool.
I might have an intern out of it.
Oh, wow.
A guy who wants to help me with doing the marketing and promotions and booking side of this wreck.
Nice ass.
We'll discuss that later.
Okay.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes, Rick, you'll like it.
It just makes the show easier.
Yeah, for you.
Well,
right?
And also, well, hopefully we'll be finding you another intern here soon.
Ugh.
Well, let's just
get him a girl.
When Rick's happy, we're happy.
We're happy. Yeah. I haven't heard the lighter yet, so he's not that happy.
It was right at the top of the show. You got to wait so he can build up some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Build up tension and aggression. it's a busy time of year. It's the burning time of year. Not just Burning Man, but the hills are on fire.
Yeah, what the hell is
in the land of Reno?
What's up with California, and why can't they put a fucking fire out?
Because they're Californians.
It's been going on for a week and a half now.
They're hoping they can do it with solar power.
Yeah. Can't be that. Probably not a very big fire. And it seems to be ruining
the National Weather Service pictures of Reno yesterday, for all of you a few days ago. There was the smoke moving in, but it looked like a cloud bank moving in ready to drop snow on us, except for the fact that it was brown and it smelled like campfire.
It happened quick.
And there was no snow.
It went from me thinking maybe my neighbors were barbecuing to me thinking that there was an actual fire in town.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's still the same old fucking fire.
Wow.
Sucks.
Yep.
Stupid California.
So everybody can't breathe, and I've got a headache and fucking every day.
Eyes burn.
I've actually had a pretty good day, despite a wine hangover.
Yeah, me too.
I had a pretty good day too.
Yeah, I stayed indoors a whole lot.
I took about three naps today.
Good for you.
That was pretty nice.
I did a lot of work.
Is that code, Chewy?
No.
Okay.
Of course.
Sometimes
not.
I take naps too.
How about you, Lucas? Hey, everybody, let's say hi to our guest this week, Mr. Lucas Young.
Lucas is here.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey. My day has been totally horrible.
I'm sorry.
Let's run through it. When you woke up, and then
break it
up. Well, and this is going to be the high point of your day, and I'm sorry for that, but hopefully you can move on.
Hopefully this will like redeem it all.
Instead of just rub it in.
Yeah.
Well, at least you've got your guitar. That is a good redemption moment tool.
That's true.
So, why does your day suck? If you
just
get
too
into
many
it?
Things to do, things not working out, you know.
You didn't get a nap?
I didn't get a nap.
Hmm. Naps are important.
I needed three. Yeah. I got none.
I got them for everybody.
Chewy got all yours.
I got one.
No spooning with the dog. Wasn't good.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. I got some of that today, too.
Tenderness? Yeah.
I love my dog.
Love and affection.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rick.
I know. Spooning with the dog is always good.
Rick's dog.
It's always a good nap.
Rick's dog has been gone for a couple years now, but I bet he misses spooning with that thing.
If I spoon with my dog now, it'll smell bad. Because he's been dead over a year.
As he is today.
Yes, as he is today.
I mean, he wasn't really all that nice and cuddly beforehand.
No. He actually,
he
you know
me,
what?
He went to other gay men, like Rory. So.
All right.
He
could always tell if a guy was a little, you know,
light in the loafers. Light in the loafers.
He would play with straight men, and he would use gay men as bass. Mm-hmm. Like he felt a level.
And
of safety.
And I got both with him.
Oh,
he would play with me and use.
Wonder
gay
why?
Bass.
Keep telling yourself that, Rory.
Yeah.
Sexually.
Fucking homo.
Really, would you could tell people were gay. My dog.
That's a good thing.
Your dog had great gaydar, yes.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
But then he went blind and deaf and he lost those powers.
His X-Men ability for say,
it wasn't really their scent. It was,
it was a visual cue.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. The clothing, the hand gesture.
The low V-neck.
A hand.
The mincing.
What's that, accent?
The harsh lisp.
What's the problem with a few extra S's?
And then she woke up. All she had was a cranberry juice. And when she woke up, her car keys were in her butt. Her butt was bleeding.
Her butt was bleeding.
But car keys in her butt sounds so much better. Juice.
It's from a what is that?
You guys are gross.
Madonna movie,
Madonna like thing. Yeah. that's so gay because it's a gay voice gay. Describing something.
And then Madonna just burst out laughing in his face
because one of her dancers got date raped in her ass, and Madonna thought that was funny.
Madonna's got a weird sense of humor.
Yeah.
Well, how else are you going to really react to that? She swears it was just a cranberry juice,
and she woke up and her butt was bleeding.
I mean, not that makes anything acceptable, but it is a rather funny statement.
Well, and then Madonna laughs at it and puts it in a movie.
Yeah, that was the uncalled for part. Yeah,
Madonna's got a lot of fucking nerve.
Hey, Madonna, you get a
she
a creepy clown horn.
And Nick, you ever put car keys in your butt?
No, I have not.
Neither have I.
I have not either.
It just doesn't sound
Rick?
Like
Rick?
I really haven't, and not because it's
car keys just don't sound fun.
Now I'm not saying some. Well, no, no, really.
Food?
Oh, don't come on, guys.
Let's. Can you play us a song, bro? this conversation is getting tiresome.
We've hit Nick's saturation point early in the show. Early in the show. Oh yeah, play us a song.
We have now gone to the anus. The other day,
yeah, we want to hear about
the other day. We were teaching.
There.
I was teaching my kids.
Don't put
about,
anything in there.
Okay,
about planets. And my daughter was yelling, "What's my anus?" over and over again as I laughed uncontrollably. And then we educated her, but it was more
you just
fun.
Let it play out. Yeah,
yeah, the comedy routine right there.
What's my anus? What's my anus?
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Who's on first? Your anus. My anus.
What's my anus?
You're an anus.
I don't know anus.
Yes.
Awesome.
So you want to play a song?
Yeah, play a song for us, Monkey Boy.
What kind of song?
What do
it's
you do?
The beginning of the show. Should we do something upbeat?
Upbeat?
Don't play anything about car keys or food in somebody's butt.
Or like death. Like, let's save death for the end.
Yeah.
Having a cranberry juice. Yeah. And then waking up and you're on the worst little podcast.
About the same.
It's a brand new song then.
I really don't have upbeat songs. That's not my thing, but
for you.
I will play this.
Okay,
there you go.
I'm down.
All right.
Tomorrow will come in.
Nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, dude.
Remember before the show when you said you wanted your voice louder in your headphones?
Yeah, I
noticed. Was that like bad planning?
I noticed you turned them down once I started singing.
like, holy shit.
I was going to make a comment about the gain staging problems that would occur. But
I had you lower because I thought
go right ahead.
It doesn't make sense when you're talking.
Go ahead, talk about these things.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you know, gain staging is a scientific process.
If only we had some dynamic compression.
All you need is cranberry juice, a set of keys. Yeah.
That'll shut the wind off. They love that shit around here.
Yeah. Cranberry juice. Yeah, all right. What? I was watching the tumbleweeds.
The car keys thing.
Hey, who's
right
that playing guitar in the back, Rick?
What makes you think I'm not tuning my guitar?
Because I don't think you know how to tune a guitar.
I own 5 guitar tuners, and but I don't. You're right. I don't know how to do it. No, I think a little bit of Canada slipped their way in.
Oh shit! Really?
So
cool. That's excellent.
A little bit of Canada.
So I think, and I think actually we're ready to bust down the door.
Oh yeah,
and bring Canada into the show.
Canada
special guest. Oh, well, we have a special
surprise guest
coming.
Oh, I'm confused. Surprise.
Sorry, Lucas.
That's all right.
Stepping on your show. You're railroaded. Like
hey, that's what it's all about.
This
bring the surprise guest in.
Our first ever guest on the show a couple years ago.
Danielle! Oh, my God, lovey.
Hi, baby.
Hi. So good to see you. Everybody, hi. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely and talented Danielle French. We're so happy to have you here.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
Dueling guitar songwriter types.
Have a guitar battle.
I don't know if you want to put it over there.
That's awesome. Have you guys ever met?
No.
Well, Lucas, Danielle, you guys should know each other.
Hi, Danielle.
What's your name?
Lucas.
Lucas, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
And we're not giving him a slow clap.
And this not giving him a what?
The slow clap.
What's
the
that?
Asshole clap.
Okay. Oh, like the golf clap?
Whoa. Ooh.
Is this all?
The sarcastic clap.
Oh,
the
audience loves this part.
The Jeremy Piven slow clap from the 1980s classic Lucas.
Well, it's going to be
starring Corey Haim.
As lied.
Yeah. Jeremy Piven.
Who was the girl in that one? That was pretty
Jeremy good. Spoken class today.
Leah Thompson.
Charlie Sheen was in that movie too.
Yeah.
What's up, Danielle?
Lucas.
Oh,
how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I remember that. He was
tired
a football player or something.
Yeah.
Right. He wanted to be, got his ass beat to impress
that was
a girl.
Like my life story.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I didn't have
I think
to see
in this room, most of us except maybe Chewy identified more with
trust
Lucas
me, I got beat up
else.
A lot more than you guys did, I bet you.
No fucking way. You were a big ass scary guy, right?
Nope.
Weren't you a bully?
No, I was never a bully.
You were HCSA, yo.
No, that was after I was bullied. I finally found a gang to join and I was good.
Your trench coat mafia?
That fixes everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it was the East Side Locos.
Yeah.
For me, it was the Boy Scouts and being an altar boy at church. That's how I avoided getting beat up. I went to Boy Scouts in church all the time, so they couldn't beat me up there.
I found a Mormon branch of the Crips up in Northwest Reno that accepted me.
Mormon Crips.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does some good stuff.
This awkward silence brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check your Pinky link at pinkypolansky.com. Yeah.
Speaking of, they have a show coming up at Jub Jub's, was it Friday?
Yeah.
This Friday.
Oh,
yeah.
Cheers. So we'll make that out for that, everybody.
Yeah. Pinky. I haven't seen them in a long time.
If you do make it out, tell them they need to drop off some beer.
Actually, where they should go on Friday is to the Knitting Factory and watch me play.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There's that too. Yeah.
I think you could probably go do that. And
that's
then
a better idea.
I feel like I'm finally like fulfilling like Jello Biafra's, prophesyings. You know, is my cock big enough? You know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Finally ready to take that next step, huh?
Yeah, so I'm going to be on a 15-foot-high stage, and I can like watch the bouncers beat the hell out of kids for trying to dance.
Because you're going to be swamped with like really angry youth. Like, that's really your demo, I hear, with your music. Angry, straight-edge youth.
Yes.
Yeah, acoustic mosh pit.
If they could stop moshing long enough.
So what's the name of the project you play with? It's Lucas Young and
The Wilderness.
And The Wilderness.
Cool.
How many folks are in that band?
It's really nobody who's permanently in the band.
Okay.
It's just kind of like a open door to
The wilderness.
Talent. You let just wild folk like, come and play with. And by wild, not Jerry Lee Lewis, but more feral.
A little bit more refined, but wild meaning very highly talented and creative.
And strays, though?
Strays are fine. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We accept all. You know.
You got any thing coming up, like show-wise or anything?
Friday. It's Friday. Knitting Factory.
It's actually...
Sorry, are you on the same show as we are?
Put your headphones on.
My bad.
It's actually the CD release party for Buster Blue.
Oh, right.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, very cool.
You will have a crowd then. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be nice.
That's a good time.
Has everybody heard a little bit of that?
The Buster Blue? Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Have you, Danielle?
Huh? I haven't heard them.
Did
but
you record
I met,
it?
No,
is it Brian?
No.
Yes, it is Brian. Yeah.
Brian, yeah. The bass player.
Yeah, I met Brian and we
Brendan.
Had at
Brendan.
Well, and
Brendan.
Brian is
Brian's
the,
a singer.
I believe banjo, Cherry Bear did one of their guitar. Early Sorry. Presses or helped distribute something they did.
And Brendan is a fantastic. In addition to being a great bass player, he's a fantastic engineer. And he makes his shit so well. He recorded some of the stuff that's going on the Michelle Pappas album that I'm working on.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so, very cool.
That band is obviously intelligent. You can tell just.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're pretty smart kids.
Well, then I always think that like they trade instruments back and forth because they all play everything. And I always think, fucking, if one of them gets a cold sore, it's just going to move through that band.
Yeah,
like,
it probably has.
like a fast-moving river of herpes just because they, yeah.
And this is what you spend your time thinking about.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Rick
random thoughts in
Rick's
head.
They share that trumpet. It's over.
If he scratches his mouth and plays the guitar, and then, yeah.
Like, well, the music's amazing. I'm worried, though.
You're worried about their health.
Yeah.
This is Rick looking out for you.
Right.
Danielle, what about you? Why the hell are you in town?
Well, I'm here for the burn, you know.
The burn.
But then I'm sticking around for a few weeks afterwards and playing around Reno.
Yay.
And it's my birthday in September, so there'll be another Virgo party.
Excellent.
And I just found out today I have an art show at Pneumatic.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
How do you get all the way here from Canada and then find out you have an art show?
Well, because I've been talking to the guy, but he had to see my art. And so I had to bring all my art with me. So
oh,
I had these
okay. Do you actually have a permanent residence, or do you just like live in the world? Like you just travel around. You never are in one place for more than like a couple weeks.
Well, a couple months.
Months.
I was just in Wisconsin for 5 months. But I have a place in Calgary, but I live with my brother, and he's the best brother in the entire world. And when we moved into this place together, a townhouse. He wanted his girlfriend to move in a few months later, and he's like, how about this? Because I'm allergic to cats. He's like, my girlfriend wants to move in, but she has 3 cats. I'm like, oh, my God. And he's like, how about this? If she moves in, you don't pay any rent, and then you can just do whatever the hell you want.
Come and go as you please.
And you always have a room.
And just when you're home, you might sneeze a little bit.
That's a win-win.
Yeah, it's a total win-win. So I found the place, and it's like this co-op housing, so it's in a really great neighborhood, and it's not very expensive, so it was cheap for them anyway, so it kind of all worked out.
That's
very cool.
Yeah, so I get to screw off all I want.
Right, because, you're always just traveling around, playing shows all over the north, north of America, south of Canada.
I guess I've started calling myself a nomadic singer-songwriter based out of Calgary, Alberta, because Reno is definitely a home in my heart, for sure.
You're based out of Calgary and Reno.
And in Wisconsin, they're fighting over me now too. When I told them I'm a Reno local, they went, "No, you have to stay with us in Wisconsin." So
we have
with them for a while.
We have dibs. You were here for many years.
Also, tell them there's plenty of room for Reno and Wisconsin.
Can someone just marry me already so I can just stay
find
here?
Citizenship?
You know, seriously,
let's work on that, fellas.
Yes, and
not you.
Call out to all the listeners.
The worst little podcast.
Can we just
or Danielle French on the Facebook?
Maybe worst little dating service.
Kick us a spot.
Story of my life.
What could possibly go wrong?
Worst little immigration service. Call us. We'll find you somebody to marry here in Reno. It's a transient town. It's lots of fun. Always somebody new.
Exactly.
Awesome.
we have our preferred partners who about every like 5 to 7 years get divorced and remarry somebody else from out of country, you know.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
Oh, but it's for love. Love, money, and underpants.
If you were to marry an American and get citizenship here, would you lose your citizenship in Canada or would you have dual citizenship?
I don't know. Probably dual.
Yeah, why not? Canada, it's not like Canada's just going to cut ties with you just because you marry an American, right?
I doubt it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. See?
Yeah, you got to be careful. You don't want to pay for your own album.
The United States doesn't really recognize dual citizenship, but the other country does. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's so weird.
So you'd still be able to go to the doctor for free, but you'd also...
Well, that's just it, if I was here permanently, because I actually have looked into it. I've had friends who've been like, well, I'll just go marry you right now and you can stay. And I actually literally looked into it just to see what the deal was. And it's kind of like, you know, you kind of have to do it for real because, you know, you've got to file taxes together. You got to play house together. That's got to be a pretty good friend who's going to just do that. And, you know, so. And then I lose my health care if I live here, and then grants. You know, Canada has grants.
Canada takes care of their people pretty well.
So there are the best case scenario. Cool. I just get to screw around and do everything I want. I get to be everywhere, you know?
Rock and roll.
Like the wind.
That's all right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, let's make you play a song now.
Make
that's
me.
A good idea.
At gunpoint.
Oh, right. So if we're going to do that.
Oh, wait.
It's a pain in the ass.
Switch
they
chairs.
They just have to switch chairs.
Yeah,
just switch. I'm sorry about this, Lucas.
Change your headphones too, guys.
Yeah, Lucas. Sorry to steal your thunder. We'll get back to you after Danielle plays us.
Yeah.
Wow, what a treat.
We love you, Lucas, but somebody from Canada's here.
All the way from Canada.
Right.
I love your dress right now. It's like blue-black velvety.
But it looks especially cool because the rest of us are dressed like crap.
Yeah. She's all dressed
really
up in sex.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean, Rick?
Come on,
oh,
Rick.
Oh, man.
Near guitar disaster in the studio. Yeah, we've got Chewy and Rick sporting the red
t-shirt.
Thank you so look.
Yeah, it's very classy. Jeez.
I'm wearing a t-shirt and a vest. Rick's wearing a t-shirt.
Hey, we're on radio. We're supposed to say that we're naked.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing nothing but a bow tie. Nothing but a bow tie.
I'm wearing a bow tie, too, on my cock.
This has to
I've got my dress cock ring on.
I don't know if this has to be adjusted. Cause it's
Why don't I come in there?
Daniel's got a beautiful Martin Hollow F. What year is that guitar?
1935.
It looks. I was going to say it looks a lot like your old one that Matt fixed.
Butte. Yeah.
I mean, it's a similar...
The Hollow F body,
and all the cool like electronics on the outside too.
Yeah,
sure.
Pickups—that's what they're called. Pickups, right?
Yeah, the pickup
bridge work,
and the knobs,
yeah,
the volume knobs, tone knob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what are you gonna play for us?
Well, can I tell a tiny story first?
Sure.
You can't play a song without telling a story. It's
I know,
kind of
it's
a given.
True. It's true. It's true, but stories are good, right?
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing these songwriting intensives in Wisconsin in a place called Sturgeon Bay. And it's this fellow named Pat McDonald. And he was in that band Timbuk 3 way back. So he
The
Future's So Bright. I got to wear shades. Yeah. So he's become a really good friend of mine. And him and Jackson Brown and a couple other people co-own this 50s retro motel called the Holiday Music Motel. And I got invited in to the family and into these songwriting intensives. And he basically, three times a year, Pat invites all his songwriter friends, puts everyone up at the motel. We stand in a circle and spin the whiskey bottle, and whoever you get, you're co-writing with, and you're recording it tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Cool. Yeah.
So, like, you and
ICS.
A lot like ICS. Yeah.
Like, you and Oates?
Oh, yeah? Me and who?
Oates.
Who's Oates?
Well, I'm just thinking of, like,
Colin
you know.
Oates.
And,
you know
and,
who Oates is?
And Garfunkel? I'm starting to think of, like people
Ringo.
That are, like, not quite, you know.
Ringo Starr.
God, that would be awesome.
Well, there's awesome. Some pretty,
actually no,
like,
that would be killer.
Like Eric McFadden comes there quite often.
Ah, I remember that guy.
Carol King's daughter Louise Goffin was there. And
see, it's all people that are near famous.
Yeah, right.
Or briefly famous.
I remember meeting Eric McFadden when he was playing guitar with the P-Funk.
Yeah, and one of the girls from P-Funk comes too.
Kim
cool. Manning.
Oh
my God. Kim
cool,
Manning.
Cool.
People like that. And the guy who used to run the studio, his name is Billy Triplett. He used to do sound for Prince and stuff, but he passed away a week ago.
Oh,
so we're all very sad.
Sad to hear that.
I'm going to go ahead and pour this beer on the ground now, Rick.
That's okay.
Yeah,
it's for a studio guy.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, he was an amazing engineer, and such a big heart, and we're going to miss him for sure. But I was just there in June and did another songwriting intensive, and I co-wrote this song that this is brand new.
Cool.
Russ Little Podcast exclusive.
Yeah, right. It's a world premiere.
Mm-hmm.
calling me a beautiful thief, smiling by. I'll make your pockets bleed with raven eyes. I hypnotize a sleight of hand. I take what's mine. I met you under the bridge, a thief like me, living on the edge. But you gave your heart so tentative, afraid that I would take and never give. I won't burn your house down, I won't be a lark, only steal kisses from you after dark. I don't want your money, I give you all of mine. I won't take nothing from you, nothing but your time. Tell your friends, I won't tell your secrets until the world ends. I don't want your diamonds, I don't want your pearls. Don't you know I only wanna be your girl? We swore that we would never part. You stole from me my heart.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Thanks.
Oh, getting the pictures. Pictures of the lovely Danielle happening.
We normally do this before the show.
Right. This is you're getting a little behind the curtains, folks. Like, you know, because this is such a professional thing.
Go ahead and edit this part out.
Well, no, I thought we
Yeah, you're right. It leaves the ambiance of the actual show.
Yeah.
Makes
yeah.
The audience feel like
I like that that dead silence so that our listeners just stare off into space like
they
we
feel
were.
Like they're actually
here. Woo, party! Yay, confetti! Hey, it's Rip Torn! Woo! Or no, Rip... not Rip Torn's the other guy. Rip...
Taylor.
Taylor, thank you.
Yeah, he's the fun one.
Oh, Rip Torn's fun, too. Did you ever see that video of him drunk in a cop station? Yeah, you know who the fuck I am.
That was fun, especially for him.
I was in Beastmaster, dick.
Yeah.
Riding that Beastmaster gravy train.
Rick's a Beastmaster.
I got Beastmaster money, bitch.
Oh, goodness. So, Lucas.
Yes.
I want to return the conversation back to you, my friend.
Right. This really is your show, Lucas.
Yeah.
That's really your show. So,
that's a good point.
The spotlight's on you with a small flashlight on Danielle.
We can share the flashlight. It's
but so, how long are you from Reno? How long have you been around here?
I've lived in Reno for about 8 years.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you've got a couple of kids about that length of time old. Mm-hmm. Very good, very good.
Are they from Reno? Like, were they born here?
They were.
And that's what you do. Nice. You come to Reno and have children, and then we can't make you leave.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. It's a problem. It's much harder to leave when you have children.
Well, I never, ever thought about living in Reno, ever. In fact, when I thought about moving here, I had no idea what Reno really looked like.
Right.
Much like everyone who talks to me about Reno. I was in that same boat.
Yeah, yeah.
People were like, oh, well, I'm going to go to Vegas, so you want to meet up?
It's like, where, Walker Lake or something?
Each drive through.
Are you going to pay for my plane ticket? Sure.
See you in Tonopah.
Beautiful Hawthorne.
So before Reno, I was in Texas.
Big Texas or small Texas? Like little town? Big town?
Well,
it's all big
bigger than
Texas.
Reno.
Yeah.
Okay.
Austin.
Oh.
Whoa. So
yeah, Reno's a step down from that.
It's
right?
a little bigger than Reno.
In a lot of ways, it is.
Culturally.
Elevation-wise, though, Reno, I think, still has Austin beat pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, 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 we win on that.
We look down on Austin's, so. If you know what I mean.
Can you go skiing near Austin?
No.
Cool.
Not sure that is possible.
They can get into the ocean.
Yeah.
The Gulf.
I'd just like to say.
Yeah. Mexico.
Four or five hours Austin. From the Gulf.
Face.
Reno's great. Reno's a wonderful place, and there aren't too many cities, I think, that even compare to it. But Austin's a really wonderful city to be in also.
That's what I hear.
It's very true. I really love Reno. People ask me, like, will you ever move? And I'm like, well, I don't have a plan to.
Right.
No reason to. I don't have, like, a thing about Reno that I don't like. I mean, every town has something about it that I probably wouldn't like, but
it's
Reno's
the complacency that keeps people around.
Yeah, I could move, but why bother?
It's okay here.
No, screw you. Screw you, faggot who's never lived anywhere else for any significant amount of time.
I think Reno is the greatest place ever.
What's
the music and art scene like in Austin? I mean, is it just ridiculous?
It's little.
Does it suck?
Nobody's ever heard of it.
Big in Texas. Nobody except for that.
No shit, there's not like bands every weekend like it is here. And
There's bands every night.
It's the live music capital of the world.
Austin's the live music capital of the world, supposedly.
See, so fuck.
Austin City Limits, show on PBS you may have heard of once or twice.
South by Southwest.
There's a lot of art. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Great food.
The main thing I loved about living in Austin was it didn't matter who I wanted to see live. They were coming. All I had to do was wait, and they would come through town, and I saw everybody I could ever possibly imagine that I wanted to see in big venues, small, intimate venues, all the whole nine yards.
I think we get that in Reno, too. It's just usually like 10 years after they're popular.
Yeah. Like Whitesnake.
The snake hasn't gone out in a long time.
Hey, man. Okay.
Coverdale lives up in Tahoe.
I was going to say, he lives up in Tahoe. That's true, yeah, that's right. He's a homie of our community.
He
probably listens to this show.
I bet.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So they could play Reno very easily.
Stop by anytime.
Reno's getting better, but Austin's a destination on everybody. If anybody does a national tour, they're going to be there.
Yeah.
Plus huge festivals and good
Reno's
local bands.
Starting to get a little bit of that happening because we are on the West Coast. It is part of a West Coast.
It's between San Francisco.
It's on the
80.
That's how I ended up here.
Yeah.
Reno's actually really is located.
Des Moines
located,
to Reno, straight shot.
It's located perfectly for musicians who want to. Get out of town easily and play. I mean, where we're located, I mean, you've got the whole Northwest. You've got Utah's close. You've got
SoCal.
Southern California. I mean, everything's not that far away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can really hit a lot of cities really easily. So it's a really great place if you're a musician and you want to tour.
Just ask Echo and the Bunnymen.
Just ask them.
You know, they love it here.
Just ask J-Bot.
Just ask Rory.
From Captured by Robots. Reno's always the first or last place on his tour.
Jane's Addiction plays here every year after Burning Man.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty sure Perry goes out.
Willie Nelson at least
week.
Once a year.
I would be surprised if he didn't.
Willie canceled his show.
Really?
Yeah, the show that was supposed to happen. I saw it on the...
I've seen him play
in
four different
media,
places here.
On the media.
Fuck that.
The social interweb
media. I was worried, though, that he might be sick. And so I haven't found anything that says he is ill, but, you know...
But he is old.
He is older, and so... Yeah. That,
he was just really high.
He was probably like, screw that.
He's so high, he knows he's going to miss the show now.
After 40 years, I'm sick of playing Reno every year.
Back when I lived in Austin, of course, you know... Willie's ranch isn't far
from
Austin. And so Willie would come every year and play this amazing show in this little town called Wimberley, which is the hill country right outside of Austin. Mm-hmm. It's the closest thing you're going to get to mountains.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad lives in hill country.
Beautiful.
It's not very
I've driven through the hill country of Texas.
Okay.
It's really picturesque and awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Willie does some great things for the community back in Texas.
He's real.
He's a badass motherfucker, man. I think if you don't like Willie Nelson, you got a problem with yourself.
I agree.
The country llama.
I saw that faggot play the Nugget, and he stayed at the end of the show to sign every single person's whatever they brought up.
Even if
you
his
just
music
call Willie
isn't
Nelson
up your alley.
A faggot.
I did, but it's because I
with love.
It's because I think of him like a brother. You know,
he has no problem with my people. Willie's come out as a friend of the family,
but that doesn't mean he's a homosexual. We're just calling him a faggot and a brother.
Well, no, that's that's like my faggot.
Yeah, like exactly
that right. faggot. My faggot.
That's exactly what I meant.
Okay.
We're replacing
I'll explain that to him.
For shizzle, my fizzle. Well,
I actually get to go back to Texas. I leave September 5th. I'm doing like 10 days down there. I haven't been home or in Texas in quite a while, especially playing music. I haven't played music in Texas in probably
Well, hey, link this show up to all your friends. Do you know where, when, any dates you're playing out there? Shout some out.
Yeah. So like starts out September 6th. I play at this place called Venue 717. 717, yeah. I'm in Longview. I'm playing this big festival in Tyler, Texas the next day on the 7th with like Uncle Lucius and the Greyhounds and some cool bands, I guess.
What's the name of the festival?
People in Texas will know what you're talking about.
It's actually
about.
Called the East Texas All-Star Showcase.
That's awesome.
It's a pretty good thing. I grew up with a couple of the guys who were involved with it, and they found out that I wasn't in prison or dead, and they were like, dude, you play music still, and it's not hardcore or punk rock. Come back. Come back and play this. And so then I'm doing – I got a couple nights in Fort Worth, the 9th and the 11th, and then I've got the 13th and 14th in Austin, which I'm pretty excited about.
Very cool.
So Austin and then the DFW area is kind of like what I'm most excited about just because I know a lot of people out there and – yeah.
Good
time. And I'm excited to have a day off and just hang out.
Well, hey, all you people in Texas who are listening to this show in the next couple weeks, yeah, go see Lucas. Did. Yeah.
Please come see me.
Do you got like a place on the internet where people can find your music and find you?
Yeah, lucasyounginthewilderness.com.
Okay.
You can check it out there or, you know, any of the social media avenues. Just
Bandcamp, SoundCloud, all that.
All of that junk. I mean, it's a nightmare.
Does somebody else in the wilderness handle that, or do you do it all?
I do it all, unfortunately. I am hiring.
Sexually.
It doesn't pay well.
I've got a web management company that I'm a part of. We could talk.
We should talk. Yeah. We should definitely talk. I keep thinking, gosh, if there was somebody who could just do all my social media, mm-hmm. I'd be so happy. Cause
that's exactly what I do for my actual job.
And it doesn't make any sense to me all the way because I feel like I was a little bit too old. I missed some sort of like secret information.
A day in PE after you got out of school. They had that day in PE that you never had.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
About how in the future there's going to be
yeah, exactly.
Computers.
Where they taught
internet.
You about Skynet and
why was it class?
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
and the resistance and the inevitable zombie apocalypse. But yeah, we'll talk after the show. Waking Girl Web Design, that's my company. Yeah, check it out at wakinggirlwebdesign.com.
And you can do a lot these days with just social media and YouTube.
Amazing.
And I'm looking into it more. I'm trying to educate myself and so I don't have to maybe like just focus on like touring. I can also go, I can stay at home and like record a YouTube video with my kids making noise in the background. And
yeah, I have done much the same, and it's kind of pathetic. But you're a much better musician than I am.
All right.
So, my daughter writes my best lyrics. We'll just leave it
nice.
At that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your favorite song.
She's a genius.
Yeah.
I actually have my 9-year-old is now writing songs.
Good.
And so we started a band because she's still not comfortable enough playing an instrument. So she could.
Yep.
I listen to her in her room like singing and writing words. And then she'll come out and she'll look at the piano and she's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
So now we started a band called the Lalas. And it's going to be her writing all the lyrics, and then I pretty much say, sing it, and then I find what key she's in. And I'm like, okay, how about this riff?
Right, yeah.
And let's do it.
All right. My daughter and I have a band as well called Princess Bombs.
You guys should play together.
That would be a fun. We should. Girls would probably love it. Yeah. They would kill it.
I actually voted for the name Lady Gorilla, but I was.
A good one.
I know. She came up with it. She was coming up with. I was like, you come up with a name. You talking, you know. But she wanted the Lalas, and I was like,
"Yeah, no, my Riku came up with the Princess Bombs, and I went, honey, that's the best band name ever.
That rules.
Nick's our beatboxer sometimes.
Yes.
Too.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about the princess story?
I know Nick is a very good beatboxer. We have actually
played together.
We have actually met once upon a dream.
Definitely above average.
Yeah, way above average.
He is Reno's. That's the truth. Reno's human beatbox, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
It literally happened like this. He was there, and I said, "Hey, do you want to sing this with me?" And he was like, "Hell yeah!" And he gets up, and then he starts beatboxing, and I was like, "Hell yeah!"
Rhythm section wanted.
I was like, "This is awesome." Yeah,
we have fun at the open mic every Monday at Jub Jub's.
Damn right. Come on down every Monday night. Last week was Dane DeLucchi. He was a
Dane DeLucchi.
He was the.
I say DeLucci.
That's how I always thought it was pronounced.
I don't remember which.
He probably changed it.
But he was the host last week, and it was a great show last week.
Yeah, it was fabulous. Daniel French was there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
But please check it out every week, Monday nights, Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, brought to you by the worst little podcast in Jub Jub's Blazing Mics, in memory of our good friend, Jess, absolutely Blaze. Every Monday, late night, drink specials. Free drink for all performers, $25 gift certificate for best performer.
Not a bad deal.
How do you get named best performer? Who judges that?
The host and Faith.
Okay.
Absolutely.
No, really. Like, usually it'll be. I try not to do regulars, but if only regulars are there, it's all right. Whoever's got the best set tonight.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we have somebody who's new and they come in for a first time and lay down some killer songs, boom, they win every time.
Yeah.
So if you've never been to Jub Jub's open mic, come on down and lay it down on us.
It's true.
You might get $25 out of it just by showing up and not being a regular. And then after that, hopefully you'll become a regular.
Right.
Right. You won.
I won
the
once.
First time, first or second time you were down?
Like the second time? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad because I don't drink. And then I felt bad and I tried to give it back to Faith. And she said, no.
You can buy a t-shirt.
She didn't say that. But all I said to her was, Faith, I feel like I'm not doing my part all the way because I'm not buying your product, but you're always so awesome and supportive to what I do. And so here, do you want this? And she's like, no, buy drinks for your friends or something. And so I had a bunch of friends there that night and we bought them around. And
cool.
Very cool.
I think, Rory, you were a benefit of.
I think you made. Yeah, there was some monkey juice in that action. Yeah.
It's a lot of monkey
Don't be
juice.
Gross, Rory.
Spunk.
Yeah, it's the sweat of Jub Jub's coin purse.
But Jub Jub is one of my favorite open mics to play in Reno.
Let's get to another song. I'm sorry.
It's
the
latest open mic.
Nick just pointed out
that it's getting late.
Oh.
Yeah, that you have, 25 minutes till you have to go?
Probably less than that. I need to be there at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll just let you go and we'll finish the show off.
All right, bud. So let's hear a song. We'll do the quiz and then I'll have to take off and you guys can figure out the rest of it.
Okay, we got to switch chairs back,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, switch chairs again. So I want to take this time while they're switching chairs to mention our proud sponsors, Reno Computer Fix. RenoComputerFix.net. You can find them on South Wells next to the Dandelion Deli, where they sell refurbished computers. They fix your computer. They'll back up a hard drive. And it's all for what it costs. It's not by the hour. It's how much the job takes. $50 computer repair, $100 replacement. You can jump up to a solid state hard drive on your computer with over 100 gigs of space for very little money. They have MacBooks for really cheap. They have everything for really
cheap. It's good
cheap
to support local businesses like that too.
And they support local art.
Yep. Do they refurbish their Macs?
Yeah, they refurbish everything.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, and they make crazy jury-rigged pirate things. Like they have a display, like a wood casing with a display and a keyboard and all the wires sticking out and like lights glowing in the back of it. And they make art out of technology over there. They really do. They always have some new project that you can touch and play with sitting out, like, a touch screen that will shoot a dart from a thing across the room.
Wow.
Oh, you used to be able to shoot the employees with a Nerf dart from the interwebs.
Wow.
Like, they had a little camera that had a Nerf gun thing on it, and it would punk. You could totally shoot the employees.
That's some.
Those guys are a lot of fun over there. Ian and Justin and their crew of interns, they hire a bunch of local boys and neighborhood kids to be their interns, and they're great dudes. So, RenoComputerFix.net. Check them out. Now, Lucas, you're going to play a song for us. What's it going to be? You want to set it up?
Yeah, this is called To Kill a Butterfly. It was actually written originally about a good friend of mine who fought in Desert Storm, which was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Isn't it still happening? Oh, no, wait. That one's over. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Desert Storm.
Oh, the first one.
You know, back.
With Schwarzkopf and. Yes. And
was that Bush Sr. and yeah. Clinton, right? And so, anyways, this song was written about him, and unfortunately, I feel like our country is still in the same situation, as you pointed out.
Right.
I'm confused. Are we still fighting that one?
Is that still happening?
No, might I think be. They said we won that one, and because we weren't satisfied, we started it over again. Or
that was,
something.
That was back when the UN was behind us.
Oh.
Right.
Right.
And then, so does that make Afghanistan the end of the trilogy?
Makes it the end of everything.
Oh, God, I can't not. Wait for the prequel.
All right, so let's hear it.
All right.
Oh, drink your water.
Me.
So this song's actually on my demo. You can download it for free, soundcloud.com. I think there's a link to it on my Facebook page, maybe on my webpage, but it's free right now.
Cool.
So you should take advantage of it.
Free music, people.
I actually have a new record coming out. Should be hitting the airwaves about September 1st.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
What's the name of it?
New record's called Ex Nihilo.
Are you going to have a release party?
I don't know if I can say.
Okay, well, keep your ears and eyes out for that, people.
Yeah.
Should I have a release party for it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You should, totally.
Is that the thing to do?
Hell yeah.
I just asked myself
it's
one day.
Really, it's just book a show and call it a release party.
Right. I asked myself one morning, did Bob Marley ever have a CD release show? I don't remember him. I was a little young.
Kind of,
and then I asked myself, did the Descendants ever have a CD release show?
Probably amongst their
You're
friends.
You're less high than either one of those
they
bands.
They had a cassette
so
tape release show. I think Bob Marley was even around for CDs. For one thing.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. Song.
All right.
I have to go soon.
Tried to show me, but it couldn't even hold me. Told me about the desert, he could not remember the storm still inside of him. Told me what he saw, child and his mama. I don't wanna run no more, and I've given up. Tell you not to worry, worrying is all you have. Listen to the news, another tool they use to hide all their lies and hide their abuse. Let's talk about them drugs they're pumping into us. Butterfly, spread your wings, yeah. Say goodbye to me. Worms of cardboard wings, they tell me what to think. They ruin it for you, and they ruin it for me. Fear is what they preach, and hate is what they teach. Through the rockets, red glare, I can't tell. Is a flag still there? And I don't want
Yeah.
Very nice.
That was a great song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you very much.
All right, Rick, cue up the music. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the worst little quiz in the world. I'm going to ask the two of you some very obscene and disturbing questions.
Uh-oh.
Danielle, you didn't get this treatment last time. That was still in the early days of the evolution of the show, right. Well before the quiz. So this is a new feature, a new segment.
Okay, I like it.
I hope you've never heard this because it's awesome.
I have not.
Good. I like the fact that none of our guests have ever heard our show.
I don't know. It's kind of like 50-50.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
Maybe. Yeah, 75, 25.
I actually have heard segments of your show, but I've never heard this quiz.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
I had to check it out a little bit because I didn't want to just show up and then you guys, like, throw me in a closet and rape me.
Uh-huh. Well, that's after
the show.
That's the new segment.
We don't broadcast that part.
That's the quiz.
That's the bonus episodes that cost 99 cents.
The post show meeting.
Yep.
You're worth a dollar. All right, so we're just going to get started here. Lucas, I'll start out with an easy softball here. What was the first album you ever bought?
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, what's your first album?
My first record that I can say I actually bought was probably AC/DC Back in Black.
Oh, nice. Good answer. Danielle, same question to you, darling.
Well, I think actually my dad bought my first album for Christmas because it's actually an album he wanted. And I think it was Bob Seger. Hollywood Nights.
Nice.
Cool. Rad. But what was the first one you bought with your own dime?
It'd be a Canadian band you probably never heard of called Gowan. Gotcha. Although Gowan now sings with Styx.
I know Gowan.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of Canadian friends, though.
Okay.
Maybe that's why. But
there you go.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't know them either. let's see. What's the color, make, and model of your current pair of underwear? Color, make, and model.
I made them myself. They're white.
Like briefy style?
Yeah, like briefy style.
Gotcha. Old school.
Boxer briefs, though.
Oh, new
boxer
school.
Boxer briefs.
New school and old school together in one.
I like that.
Danielle?
Well, you know what? I actually wear bike shorts as my underwear. So I can climb fences or
like
do a cartwheel
and stuff?
At any time.
Yeah.
That's very functional. I like that answer.
Practical.
Be prepared.
Yeah. When cruising the internet, Lucas, for inspiration, what are your favorite keywords? And by inspiration...
I've never really received much inspiration from the internet.
But, like, when searching for it, what do you type in to narrow down? Like, you know, do you just type in porn? Or are you just not an internet kind of guy?
What excites you? Midget anal?
I'm more into,
extra
like...
extra hairy girls?
Mountain gorillas?
Sasquatches?
Is that code?
Yeah, I'm going to check that out later.
Yeah, look that up on Urban Dictionary, Rick. Danielle.
I'm a girl. I'm a girl.
You don't need the internet?
Not really.
Okay.
You're the first girl to deny that question.
True that. Yeah, other girls have answered that question.
Okay. Well, you know, we have to also point out that girls do not have the same receptors in their eyes as guys.
Okay. What?
You made that up.
No. turn the wind on.
I have a better imagination.
Right. No, I'm just going to move to the next question.
Men are more visual, okay?
How often do you touch yourself?
About every day.
Okay. Good solid answer. Danielle?
I strive for daily. Depends on if I'm sleeping on someone's couch or not.
true that. What's your favorite drunk food?
I don't drink anymore.
Well, when you get hammered and just needed food at 3 a.m., what was your favorite thing to eat?
If I had lived in Reno during those days... an awful would have been my favorite drunk food, hands down.
Hometown favorite.
You don't even have to be drunk. I mean, it just has to be like 2 in the morning or later. And it's amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Danielle?
That was a good answer. I've almost burnt my house down making Yorkshire pudding at 3 a.m.
Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah.
That's a obscure answer.
I know.
Nobody ever says Yorkshire pudding.
I don't even know what that is.
Now, to switch it up, what would your last meal be?
And switch the order.
Danielle.
Oh, Guinness. I'm just a big fan of Thai curries.
Mm.
So it'd probably be a really good Thai curry. Mm.
Like last meal before what?
Death.
Just your last meal. The aliens take you away from the earth.
There's
you
no
die.
Food
death row.
No, but your last meal on earth.
On earth.
For whatever reason.
Chocolate ice cream.
Mm. Just whole bunch of chocolate ice cream.
I have Mountain Gorilla.
Okay.
What is it? This is Lucas's sexual fantasy. Mountain Gorilla, often used to describe a girl, plain or muscular, whether ill-tempered or mellow, with abnormal superhuman strength that defies all sense of logic and reason.
That does sound kind of hot.
And then Lucas works it.
You almost described my wife.
Oh. Well, good.
In all of history, if you could start a fist fight, Danielle, who would it be with?
Hitler.
Hitler? Okay, sure. Popular answer. Yeah. Popular answer. Lucas, yeah.
All of history.
All of history.
Anybody that ever existed.
I would have to say Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Nice.
As he is today or in his prime?
Isn't he dead?
When he had cancer.
I want him in his prime.
When he had cancer.
right before he clocked
2
out.
2 weeks before his last final clock
that
out.
Way I know I will win.
No, but take him on as like a little 20-year-old nerd, tough nerd rage kind
just
of thing.
Just like, what up now?
Pull his long hair.
You want to make your computers in China? I'll teach you.
Nick, I'm going to toss it over to you for some rapid fires.
Okay, let's start with...
Oh, shit. And I got to leave in the middle of this.
Okay, I'll finish the quiz.
I'm
going to
give
you
some point totals here before I leave.
Okay. All right. Let's start off with the classic Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles, for sure.
Beatles.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
I'm a Trekkie.
Good for you.
That's a hard question because I feel like it used to be Star Wars and then he kind of ruined that for me. Yeah. And I really like Star Trek as well. Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Good
would
job.
Have to be my specific answer.
Yeah.
Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
AIDS or cancer?
Depends on the context, I suppose.
Would you rather have?
Wishing it upon someone
else?
No,
you have to have it.
Oh, goodness.
You must have
it.
If you could cure, which one would you cure?
Okay, there you go. Oh, my goodness. I would say cancer. I would cure cancer.
Well, and before you said if you could cure, I was just thinking, I would go with AIDS because magic was cured.
He played an all-star game after the fucking AIDS.
Yeah. Who's been cured of cancer that we know of?
Right, that's true.
That's why I said if we can cure cancer, I would cure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe we can.
Yeah.
It's medical marijuana.
Yeah. Yes.
Good answer. All right, let's keep going.
All right.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Blind.
Gay
Pat
or ginger?
Bennett? Oh, gay or ginger, Rick wants to know.
I don't know what that means.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I have red hair.
I was like, awesome.
Yeah.
Does it count if you dye your hair red?
Yeah, does it?
Sorry, I farted.
I would have
that's
to,
inappropriate.
I would have to go with
there's
gay
a lady in here.
With gay because gingers have no soul.
Amen. I'd rather have a soul that was going to hell than have no soul.
Yeah, because where do you go if you have no soul?
Right.
Ooh.
Faggot.
The Bardo.
Purgatory.
Visions.
Where do you
visions?
The Reno airport.
Okay. Bye, Rev and Rory.
Hey, Rory. Everybody, I'll see you later. All right. Would you rather get beat up or get arrested?
Arrested.
Arrested.
Would you rather have pizza or hamburgers?
Pizza.
Grass-fed, if possible.
Oh, how about pizza or tacos?
Ooh.
Tacos.
Tacos. Yeah.
That's a better question. How about chocolate or bacon?
Ooh.
How about chocolate and bacon?
Chocolate covered bacon, yes.
Chocolate covered bacon.
I'd have to say chocolate.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's some good rapid fire. You got any more, Chi?
Who wins a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
If they're fighting each other?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Probably the walrus.
Okay.
I'd have to say the donkey.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Good game, you guys.
We're going to have to play that one out.
He might be more agile.
So let's see what we got here. We have the first time in Worst Little Podcast history, we have a tie with 127 points each.
High five and across the room.
Way to go, you guys.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Yeah.
So what do we have coming up next week? Hey, anybody? I know. Huh? I have one.
Uh-huh.
Saturday, this is a big announcement. Saturday, the 24th, this Saturday. Fat Couch is playing at Jub Jub's. It's a big deal.
I saw that.
Yep.
We played last year once, and then before that we hadn't played for like 12 years or something together. So if you miss those dates, come out and see
us. Jub Jub's is opening up their new room there.
Yeah. It's a pretty, big room.
Pretty cool occasion.
Yeah.
Memory Motel.
And it's not just a Fat Couch show. It was a bunch of other great bands. Memory Scarlet Motel. Presence is playing. Black Rock City All-Stars are playing. Yeah, it should be fun. Yep.
Should be a hoot. So come out to that.
Friday, also at the Knitting Factory, Lucas Young opening for
I'll
Buster
opening
Blue.
Up the CD release show, yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
It's a good show.
And then over at Jub's that night is there's a Pinky Polansky show.
Oh, yes.
With another band that I'm sorry I forgot the name of.
Well, you know, Knitting Factory closes up pretty early with their show. So when you're done with that, maybe head over to the Jub Jubs and have yourself some whiskey and see
like
Pinky.
Is Pinky Polansky have anything to do with Felix?
Yeah, he's a singer.
Oh, that makes so much more sense to me. Felix is an amazing artist, and he has been instrumental in my album artwork.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And he is an excellent person to work with. It's a carrot and stick design.
Yeah.
He is a good listener.
He's a beautiful person.
He's a very beautiful person. He's very patient. I felt like I was nagging him constantly, and he never once complained. And he would always, like, within, like, a few times, he would have hit it dead on.
Right.
Felix likes to drink.
And exceeded my expectations, you know, like, every time. So... right on. I'll have to make it out to that because I thought there was a connection there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you need any artwork done, Felix Polansky, Carrot and Stick Design.
Yep.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I was listening to that Best Of show that finally came out, and there was
the very first thing.
And Felix was on there, and he was talking about his Carrot and Stick production.
Yeah. So this has been going for a while now. Yeah. It's actually up in – he married Cherry Bear, so they've joined forces.
Yep.
And,
it's power couple.
Power couple and down at the down by the river there.
Yeah, and she's actually saving me too. There's been a little bit of delay on my record coming out, and so I was almost not going to I thought I wasn't going to have any physical copies to take to Texas, and he told me today that she can do a short run for me for a really good deal. And so also if you're out there and you need a short run of discs, it's
Cherry Bear Records and Dogwater Studios have a long relationship with each other.
She got started here. She used to be in the dining room.
See, I met Rick a while back. He never mentioned any of this.
No. he's never out there big time with people like some other people.
Yeah. He's so self-absorbed.
That's true. He just stared me down the whole time.
So is this guy going to beat me up or record a record for me? I can't figure it out.
Yeah. So, did we run through everybody's this
Danielle, do you got anything that you're doing while you're here? I mean, I know you're going to Burning Man, but you're going to be here for a while.
I'm playing at Swill Wine and Coffee on September 6th. That's the big one. And if you want to come up to Virginia City on the 7th in the afternoon during the Camel and Ostrich races.
Oh, really?
Cool.
I'm playing at the Red Dog Saloon.
Oh, yeah. That's a good show. Mm-hmm. Right on.
Very nice.
There's a couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Thank you, Nick. There's no black people in Virginia City.
Yes, there is.
Only for the festivals.
Right. They truck them in.
Oh, man.
That was mean.
Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you, Mikey.
Right. I like Virginia City. It's cool.
I love it. I was just there the day before yesterday.
Yeah. I got to be there at 9 o'clock one night, and it made me feel like I was in an old Western ghost town because no one was around. Everything was closed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, this place rules.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah.
And it's a little cooler up there, too. When
It is.
And, dude, the coffee place, the Virginia City Roasting Company, has now been open for a year. And so best fucking coffee in this area that's roasted here. It's amazing if you haven't been up there. Go up there just for that. They're so awesome.
And there's camels and ostriches.
Yeah.
All kinds of shit.
And people ride them.
And people ride them.
Yeah. Riding an ostrich.
Really cool. I want to ride an ostrich so bad.
Maybe since you're doing a show up there, maybe you could talk to one of the jockeys and he'll hook you up.
Yeah.
Throw me on an ostrich?
Yeah. Those races are hilarious. Yeah,
you can marry an American jockey, ostrich jockey.
Ostriches do not behave well.
No,
they're assholes, really.
Yeah. Jockeys are ostriches.
Jockeys are actually wonderful people. Ostriches, they'll bite you, peck you in the forehead.
Kick you.
If you ever go to one of those drive-thru safaris, ostriches are always just come right up and try to get in your car with you.
Yeah. What are you eating? Give me some. In fact, I'm just going to take it. Fuck you.
Go ahead and bite your kid.
Yeah.
It's like Nick getting on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, to beatbox with people? Right. Do you mind if I beatbox? Thanks.
So, but I'm playing a Joni Mitchell song. That's fucked up.
You're such an asshole, dude.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, should we have Danielle do a song? Yeah. Yeah?
Well, oh, really? Switch it up again?
Well, do you want to
have
Lucas play one and then they'll switch so we don't get to switch twice?
Oh, sure. Oh yeah. Let's do it back to back. We'll have Lucas do one more.
That makes sense.
Then Daniel will close the show.
Okay.
So should I go ahead and say Rory's goodbyes?
Yeah, later, Rory.
All right. So for the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Dogwater Dick and Chewbacca, I am your constant companion, Nick Ramirez, saying good night and life's short. Rory loves you.
Namastizzle.
So I wrote this song in the heat of all of the civil rights current battles. Came home from work one night, was very upset with how retarded people are and how we can't just like all get along and let people do what they want to do.
You know, you'd never guess that you were a liberal hippie to look at you.
I'm really not. I'm pretty conservative when we get down to brass tacks. But yeah, it's...
I always vote for brass tacks legislation.
But it's just sad that we can't just let people... I mean, come on. They're not asking to, like, sacrifice goats in the town square.
That's what it's going to lead to, okay?
I know. I heard all the...
That's where it's being. That's where it's headed.
I heard Rush and Beck talking about it.
Uh-huh.
It leads to bestiality.
Oh, well, you know.
Anyways, the song's called Last Year's Heroes.
Right with justice, though we all swing and we all miss. Where, oh, where have all the dreamers gone? If you're out there, get up, stand up. Days, last year's news, and we forget that we own this. Wow. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Good.
Sweet, man.
Should I just dive in? We're good?
I think so. So you want to say anything before? Or?
Do you want to say anything?
Do you want to say anything? Like,
do
what
I want to say anything?
Yeah.
I don't know who's on first. I wanted to do another one that I did at the co-writing sessions. And I'm working on a recording right now. So we did some bed tracks in Milwaukee. And we got to bring in the drummer from the Violent Femmes, and he might want to join my band, which would be really cool.
Holy
we'll
crap.
See. But so he played on this one.
Sunflowers bringing room to life. The petals turn to the sun. But if you want to make me your wife, bring me roses. It must be roses. 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 Only roses will do. If you really love me, you'll bring me roses. It must be roses. Tulips are bright and cheerful, perfect for Mother's Day. But only roses will do, my love, if my father is to give me away. Roses, roses, only roses will do. If you really love me, you'll bring me roses. It must be roses. Lilies are fine for your mother's grave, respectful, honest, and true. But if you want to show me your love, only roses will do. Roses, roses, only roses will do. If you really love me, you'll bring me roses. It must be roses. Daisy chain for a flower girl, carnation on your lapel, irises for the bridesmaids. These are all fine and well, but I'll carry roses, roses. Only roses will do. If you bring me roses, it must be roses. Once we're married and you're my groom, I'll live with you until I die. And when I die, you'll fill my room with roses, only roses. Roses, roses. If you really love me, you'll bring me roses. It must be roses. If you really love me, you'll bring me roses. It must be roses.
Oh, Mary, who'd have thought that I'd be going to Reno too?
Backwater Studios.
What's the matter, baby? Cat got your tongue?
No.